Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Kinder Morgan Inc., ticker symbol KMI, one of the biggest players in the energy infrastructure space. If you're looking to understand whether this stock is a solid addition to your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and more. Let's get started. So why are we talking about Kinder Morgan today? Well, KMI is a heavyweight in the energy sector, and with the ongoing shifts in energy demand and infrastructure needs, it's a company worth keeping an eye on. Whether you're a long-term investor or just curious about the midstream oil and gas space, there's a lot to unpack here. We'll break down their business model, dive into their numbers, and see if the stock is undervalued or overpriced right now. Let's jump in with a quick overview of who they are and what they do. For those who might not be familiar, Kinder Morgan is a Houston-based energy infrastructure company that operates across North America. They're primarily focused on pipelines and terminals, handling everything from natural gas to refined products and even CO2 transport. The company operates through four main segments: natural gas pipelines, products pipelines, terminals, and CO2. With over 10,000 employees and a massive network of assets, they're a critical piece of the energy supply chain. Founded back in 1936, they've got decades of experience and a market cap hovering around $71 billion as of the latest data. That's a big player, and their role in energy transportation makes them a unique investment compared to upstream producers or downstream refiners. So let's see how their business is performing. All right, let's talk revenue. For the full year of 2025, Kinder Morgan reported total revenue of about $16.95 billion. Breaking it down by segment, their natural gas pipeline segment is the heavy hitter, bringing in roughly $11 billion, which is over 65% of their total revenue. Products pipelines contributed around $2.69 billion, terminals added $2.1 billion, and the CO2 segment chipped in $1.17 billion. Geographically, almost all of their revenue, about $16.93 billion, comes from the United States, with just a tiny fraction, $11 million, from Mexico. This heavy reliance on the U.S. market shows where their core operations are, but it also means they're somewhat insulated from international volatility. Comparing this to prior years, revenue grew from $15.07 billion in 2024, which is a solid increase, though it's still below the $19.55 billion peak we saw in 2022. The growth in 2025 signals a recovery, especially in natural gas demand, which we'll touch on more in a bit. Now let's move to their earnings performance for 2025. Kinder Morgan posted a net income of $3.6 billion for the full year, up from $2.61 billion in 2024. That translates to an earnings per share of 1.37 cents compared to $1.17 the prior year. This improvement shows they're not just growing revenue, but also managing to boost profitability. Their EBITDA for 2025 came in at $7.48 billion, slightly down from $7.63 billion in 2024, but still a strong figure indicating healthy cash flow from operations. Operating income was $4.81 billion, up from $4.38 billion, which tells me they're controlling costs effectively, even as they scale. Looking at trends, their EPS has been on an upward trajectory over the past few years, recovering nicely from the 78 cents we saw in 2021. This kind of consistency is something dividend-focused investors will appreciate, especially with their current yield around 3.58%. Diving into some insights from their Q4 2025 earnings call, management sounded pretty optimistic about the year's results. They highlighted record quarterly and full-year performance, driven largely by strength in their natural gas pipeline segment. Executive Chairman Rich Kinder emphasized a bullish outlook on long-term U.S. natural gas demand, which aligns with broader industry trends as the world transitions to cleaner energy sources. They also pointed to strategic investments in infrastructure that position them well for future growth, though they did note some caution around regulatory challenges and competitive pressures. Overall, the tone was confident, with a focus on sustaining cash flow and returning value to shareholders through dividends. Let's take a closer look at Kinder Morgan's financial health. On the balance sheet for 2025, they reported total assets of 72.75 billion, up slightly from 71.41 billion in 2024. However, their total liabilities are sitting at $40.3 billion, which gives them a debt-to-equity ratio of about 1.04. That's not alarmingly high for a capital-intensive business like theirs, but it's something to watch. Their current ratio is a bit low at 0.64, meaning they might face some short-term liquidity challenges if unexpected costs arise. On the cash flow front, they generated $5.92 billion from operating activities in 2025, with free cash flow coming in at $2.89 billion after accounting for $3.3 billion in capital expenditures. That's a decent amount of cash left over to support their dividend payments, which totaled $2.6 billion for the year. Return on equity for 2025 was about 9.92%, and return on invested capital was 5.33%, both of which suggest they're generating reasonable returns on the money they've got tied up in the business. Overall, the financials paint a picture of stability, though the debt load and low current ratio are worth keeping an eye on. Now, let's talk valuation. Kinder Morgan's current price-to-earnings ratio for trailing 12 months is around 23.79, which is a bit higher than the industry average of about 19.55 for oil and gas midstream companies. Their price-to-sales ratio is 4.29, which suggests the market is pricing in a premium for their revenue stream. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts are projecting a forward PE of about 21.41 for 2025, dropping to 20.15 for 2026, indicating expectations of continued earnings growth. With an enterprise value of roughly $105 billion compared to a market cap of $71.35 billion, there's a significant debt component baked into their valuation. At the current stock price of around $32.77, the dividend yield of 3.8% looks attractive for income investors. But is the stock overvalued or undervalued? We'll dig deeper into intrinsic value in just a moment, but for now, the PE and forward metrics suggest it's priced reasonably, though not exactly a screaming bargain compared to peers. All right, let's break down Kinder Morgan's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to get a clearer picture of their position. Starting with strengths, their financial performance in 2025 was impressive, with record results and strong cash flow supporting their dividend. Their extensive pipeline network and focus on natural gas infrastructure give them a competitive edge in a growing market. On the flip side, weaknesses include their significant debt burden, which could limit flexibility if interest rates rise or if cash flow takes a hit. Their low current ratio also raises some concerns about short-term liquidity. Moving to opportunities, the long-term demand for natural gas as a transition fuel is a major tailwind, and Kinder Morgan is well positioned to capitalize on this with their existing assets and planned expansions. However, threats loom large with regulatory risks. Energy infrastructure often faces scrutiny, and policy changes could impact profitability. There's also competition in the midstream space and broader market volatility in energy stocks to contend with. So, while they've got a strong foundation, there are definitely risks on the horizon. Let's take a look at Kinder Morgan's recent stock performance. Over the past week, KMI is up 3.22%, and over the last month, it's gained a solid 17.06%. Zooming out, the stock has risen 22.49% in the past 3 months, 23.18% over 6 months, and 20.09% over the past year. If we go even further back, the 5-year performance is an impressive 115.75%, showing long-term holders have been rewarded. Compared to the broader energy sector, which is up 28.32% over the past year, KMI is slightly underperforming annually, but still showing strong momentum in shorter timeframes. Looking at the chart, the stock seems to be in an uptrend, recently trading around $32.07. For short-term traders, there could be room for more upside if it breaks past recent highs. But keep an eye on broader market conditions and energy price volatility, as those could quickly shift sentiment. Now let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis to see if Kinder Morgan is truly worth its current price. Using a discounted cash flow model with some standard assumptions, like a 10% discount rate and a 3% terminal growth rate over a 5-year projection period, we can estimate what the stock might be worth based on future cash flows. Kinder Morgan's free cash flow for 2025 was 2.89 cents a billion, and with their history of consistent cash generation, we can project modest growth in line with their recent performance and management's outlook on natural gas demand. After running the numbers, the intrinsic value estimate comes out to around $19.92 per share, compared to the current market price of about $32.07. This suggests that, based on this model, KMI might be overvalued at the moment. Now, keep in mind that DCF models are highly sensitive to assumptions, and if you factor in higher growth rates or a lower discount rate, the value could shift significantly. But as it stands, the stock appears to be trading at a premium to its calculated intrinsic value. For value investors, this might mean waiting for a pullback, though the dividend yield could still make it attractive for income-focused portfolios. So what's the final verdict on Kinder Morgan? Let's wrap this up. KMI is a solid player in the energy infrastructure space with strong fundamentals, consistent cash flow, and a decent dividend yield of 3.58%. Their focus on natural gas pipelines positions them well for long-term demand trends, and their 2025 performance shows they're executing effectively. However, the debt load, regulatory risks, and a potential overvaluation based on intrinsic value calculations are reasons to be cautious. If you're an income investor, the dividend might be enough to justify holding or buying on dips. For growth investors, I'd wait for a better entry point given the current price relative to intrinsic value. What do you think about Kinder Morgan? Are you bullish on their natural gas focus or concerned about the risks? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.